You're listening to We Have Thoughts, and today we're talking about the 2021 Golden Globe Awards. I'm Anna.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Joy.
And let's get into it. But before we do, let's sidestep to the 2015 Oscars. We promised you.
Oh, yeah.
Life happens. We're not the most organized people. It'll come when it comes.
Yeah, we're a panini, guys. Like, give us some time, all right?
This parabola.
Having to work in abundance, like.
Ooh, I came up with another one. This pico de gallo.
Yes! Yes!
I
want to
write that down. Hold on.
All right. I like
that. But anyway, so life just happened as usual, and we got behind, and then we just kept letting it slide. So we're going to talk about the 2021 season, or the 2020 season. And we'll do the Golden Globes and I don't know if we'll record for the SAGs, but we'll definitely record for the Oscars. And then we'll dip our toes back into 2015. So we'll see you in a few months, 2015.
I know you were anticipating it.
Like, I know. You were literally waiting for the notification for our little ding-ding from We Have Thoughts.
They're going, where is Boyhood? It was my favorite movie. I must talk about it. Anyway, so let's jump back to tonight, because we're recording this the night of the Golden Globes. Yeah. Overall, what did you guys think? Was it a good night for you?
I'd say so. I think bringing back Amy and Tina was a good choice.
Amen.
They're always a solid bit.
They're not afraid to make fun of people, but also, like, not be cruel at the same time.
Important.
Yeah.
And in the last couple years, they're the ones who... Everyone has enjoyed, favorites. So I think bringing them back was a good choice, especially since they had to do, like, Bicoastal.
And I think it went so well.
Yeah, I agree.
Other than the Daniel Kaluuya not being able to hear him in the beginning, everything was pretty smooth.
Yeah, there was just some minor hiccups, which is to be expected with, I mean, kind of happens with every award show. The mic doesn't work or...
Yeah, even before COVID, it was a mess.
Something, so... but I am glad, I guess we're kind of jumping into Daniel Kaluuya, the first award. I'm glad they did give him time.
Yes.
I was like, I really hope they don't try and cut him off, but they gave him ample time. He won Best Supporting Actor in a Drama or any motion picture.
Or any motion, yeah.
For they James put Black all their supporting
in the same category, yeah.
Wow. What? A great category.
I would agree that he is the rightful winner.
Same.
He's the only one I've... Oh, no. Sacha Baron Cohen for Trial of the Chicago 7. He's the only one I've seen. I will say that I haven't really seen a lot of Sacha Baron Cohen. I always want to add an N into Cohen. I haven't seen a lot of him, like his work. I think like Les Mis and... Sweeney Todd. Surprise.
Sweeney Todd.
I forgot about it.
Of course you see the musicals. Of course.
Right. But like I've never seen Borat. I've never seen a lot of his work. I was pleasantly surprised with him in The Trial of the Chicago 7. So much so that I do want to seek out more of his work. I know he just did that TV show last year.
Oh, yeah, The Spy or something, or Spy or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
It was really, really good. I hadn't watched it.
Oh,
it's
on Netflix,
yeah.
Okay,
and cool. I might watch the Borat movies.
Well, I saw the first one when it came out, but I don't think I was mature enough to fully understand or capable enough to be able to absorb what was happening.
Right.
Because a lot of it just felt, I don't know, I just didn't get it. But I think maybe watching it now, having a clearer head, having like a point of view, just in general, I think I'd be able to absorb it more.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was just a stupid movie for stupid sake. I didn't realize that there was like hidden.
Yeah.
Like, he was actually saying something. So now that I know that, I might go back and I think I will go back and watch both of them.
Joy and I were talking about this earlier. Like, I think it's so easy to write him off, and I did as well, that he's just.
Yeah.
Good, funny comedian, like, what does he know or whatever? But he's actually so smart. Like, reading some of his interviews and his round tables, he's very intelligent. And I think he knows that people think of him as this, like, goofy person. So he's like, I'm going to use that to my advantage to educate people with what they need to know. And I think that's really smart.
The one movie of his I refuse to see because I've seen one clip. And that is the one he... oh, God. So, I don't remember what it's called. It's got two... It's, like, their names is the name of the movie. And they end up inside an elephant's ass. Like, in
what?
Or... I don't remember. I saw the clip, and they end up going, like, inside an elephant, and I was like, this is...
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not watching that either.
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, the brothers Grimsby. It was him and Mark Strong.
Oh, Mark... Wait, Mark Strong. Never mind. I think somebody else.
How interesting.
I don't know. And I'm never gonna watch it, so there we go.
Wow. It was I saw that clip somewhere and I was
disturbed
and I had nightmares.
Oh God.
It was terrible.
No thanks.
But no, very well deserved Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, his speech was also really great.
Yeah. He was talking about how like he really poured everything of himself into that and you can tell like it was so well acted. That movie in general, I'm very excited for us to talk about it more. Because in general, that movie was just so solid, especially in the acting. And I don't see... obviously, Daniel Kaluuya is getting a lot of praise for his role. But I really want the same amount of praise for Lakeith Stanfield. Because he really was giving his all, doing the most. But, like, in the most sophisticated way... Like it's a much quieter role, so it's not as like flashy as the regular stuff, but it's so well done.
Lakeith Stanfield does such great acting with his eyes.
Yes, he's an eye actor.
Like even like Get Out, when I think about that fear in his eyes, and then the worry and the doubt and the anxiety he portrayed in this film, I think was phenomenal.
Yes. And it was so good because there were so many, like, the way it was shot, there were so many close-ups of him. And, like, that's really all you needed. Like, clearly, like, he was, it's the story through his eyes. So, like, literally his eyes are giving you everything.
Yeah.
It's really good. And
I really enjoyed it. I'm surprised it wasn't nominated for drama, truly, because I thought it was fantastic.
Neither him or the movies, because, like, that shit is just so good. And so I'm really, really... hoping that he gets nominated come Oscar time.
And like, his example is consistently being good. Like, it's not just
the
movie.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He's all good, he's all solid. The time. So, I'm excited to see what he does in his career later on because he continues to make really interesting choices.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I think of Sorry to Bother You, like that movie.
God, it was so good. Did you ever see that? No.
Oh, man. someone on Twitter posted a bunch of pictures of movie posters of like horse movies like Secretariat and War Horse, and they're like, this is a movie genre of like man and horse that I've never seen any of these movies. And then he goes, oh wait, yes I have. He put Sorry to Bother You.
Oh my God,
every time I hear Secretariat I think of Craig Ferguson.
Every time I hear Secretariat, I think of BoJack Horseman. I know neither of you have seen it, but damn, that shit is so sad.
I've seen some memes of it. I'm like, oh, what is this show about? Yikes.
Look, I went into it thinking it was going to be a comedy. I came out
Weeping.
Yeah, those memes are not funny.
No.
I'm like, what is this
show? It's like very intensive therapy.
Okay, so the next
award.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a series, limited series, or motion picture made for television. Went to your boy, Crystal. John Boyega for Small Axe.
Oh, my God.
John Boyega!
I'm so happy for him.
I've never heard of the show.
I've never seen it either, but I'm very excited for him.
I want to see it because it's Steve McQueen, and he's really good.
It's like, it's a series, but it's like a series of movies?
Yeah.
It's very confusing. I don't fully understand. I think it's kind of like they market it kind of like Black Mirror, where like each episode is a movie.
Ah, okay.
So they don't really correlate, but they correlate because they're on the same theme. I don't know exactly. Anyways. But yeah, I've heard good things. I haven't seen it, but that's my boy. I love him. So yay.
Love to see it.
Love to see it.
I love that he's getting some recognition.
I know.
And I just hope this just means even more, even better roles. Even more lead roles for him. Because that's what he deserves.
Amen.
He's really good. And I don't want to see him wasted again.
No, we don't want that. We don't want that.
Okay. All right.
Next up was Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy, and it went to Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yay! Her outfit was so cute. I love the floral jacket.
It was pretty.
It was adorable.
Catherine O'Hara. And then her husband, like, playing the rap music while she's talking. That was really funny.
She's such a gem of a human.
Rap? Music?
Yes, it was R.I.P.
Not like wrap it up music.
Yep, it was rap.
I was like, that was not rap.
Yeah, that was Two Chainz playing while she's trying to get her speech.
That was really cute. I'm really glad it was not Emily and Patios. That's what I'm happy about. Neither that nor Kaylee Cuoco, who looks like the most basic flight attendant I've ever seen in my life. Literally, when you look up generic flight attendant, it's Kaylee Cuoco's face.
Have you seen the show?
No!
I've heard it's really good.
I think it's Kaylee Cuoco for some reason.
I just don't like her. Even I think she's basic. Oh my gosh, shut up. I just don't think she's very interesting. I've never seen her be good at anything.
Damn. Yikes.
Again, it's another one of those things that's just like, how are you still working? You must be really nice and people must really like you. Because like, Lily Collins, you know, nepotism and eyebrows, but Kaylee Cuoco, I guess because she was on The Big Bang Theory or whatever, I guess people like that. That's weird.
She also did, was she in 8 Simple Rules?
Yeah, that was
her. Oh, yeah! She was not the best part of that, but, you know, she was there.
R.I.P. John Ritter.
Aw, sad.
I remember watching an episode where they, like, because obviously he died during the filming of the show, and that episode where they, like, are talking about his death, that was...
I remember that was super intense.
Oh, man.
Honestly. I think I've seen some of the show, but I don't think I ever saw that episode. But I remember when he died. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the first celebrity death that I was like, oh, this one's really bad. Now that I think about it. Anyways.
Well, don't want to get into that one.
Oof, all right. Let's go ahead. Good for you, girl.
Best Mosin. Mosin?
Mosin.
Mosin. Ooh.
Best Mo. Oh my god, motion picture animated went to Soul.
Woo! Oh. Did you watch it, Anna?
No. I'm too scared to have a crisis of me.
Because that is what will happen.
Let me tell you. Okay, so I think, honestly, Soul should be nominated for Best Picture because it is that good. It's well written, it's beautifully animated. It's everything fits so perfectly with each other. The music complements the dialogue, whereas the dialogue complements like the story. The voice acting is so great. It's fall in New York City, right?
Oh.
And when they're walking down the street, the simple like rustle of the leaves as they're walking, or the shading of the trees in the background or the buildings, or there's a scene where they're in the barbershop. And every character in the scene looks gorgeous.
So well fleshed out.
Oh my
so
God.
Unique.
It's astonishing work. It really is. And then I had an existential crisis as I watched it. So that's a whole other thing. But it's so...
But like it's...
It's so imaginative. It's so
worth it.
It's on the level of Coco to me, I think. Where it's very... It's telling a story about what it is, what life is. But like... I don't know. It's just, I don't want to give much away, but it's so good. If you haven't seen Soul, please do that.
Yeah.
I will. A brief moment from the, oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. I'm exhausted. There was Tiffany Haddish presented and she was not lit. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
She was like in the shadow.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so what? And it wasn't until like I think halfway through, which her was talking, halfway through her speaking, they like finally moved the spotlight. I was like, are you guys? How are you not checking the cameras? Like, who's doing your writing? I do love that when they presented the award, though, they had, like, a clip of the one of the writers or the directors of Soul.
He's a co-writer.
Yeah, a co-writer, and he gave his little speech, and I was like, that's the best. That's just good. And then on our screens pops up Yahya Abdul-Mateen. Looking beautiful. Also, is this his bedroom?
This is not.
This is. Sir, I don't know that I want to know that much information about you.
My two emotions are like, there's a lot happening right now. It's just too much.
Because, like, he's matching his bedroom, if that's what this is. Also, like, give us some space. He's really great. I love him.
There is some thirst in this podcast.
It literally got hotter in here.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so
next category.
Next category is best performance by an actor in a limited series or motion picture made for television, and it went to Mark Ruffalo for I Know This Much Is True.
I haven't seen anything in this category.
This category was like what flew way over my head.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, that show that Nicole Kidman was in, and then that show that Mark Ruffalo was in, and that's about all I know.
You see any of these, Anna?
I have not, but I've wanted to watch I Know This Much Is True, but it looks like it's going to devastate me.
What is it about?
It's Mark Ruffalo, and I think they're twins, so it's Mark Ruffalo and Mark Ruffalo. And one of them, I don't know his diagnosis or what.
Oh, no.
His twin... I don't know what it is. I forgot. It's been a while since this premiered, so.
Okay, so we're not on the entertainment list.
But I also want to watch Your Honor because I've heard great things about that. Bryan Cranston. I've heard it's really, really great. But moving on to a category we know a little bit more about. Best Screenplay, Motion Picture. Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo looking magical in neon.
That green dress, excuse me?
I love, but the white gloves did not do it for me.
That's fair.
Fair.
I'll allow it.
The dress was stunning. The gloves were a bit of a miss for me. But the award went to Aaron Sorkin for The Trial of the Chicago 7. How did you guys feel about that?
Of these, Anna, which have you seen of these?
I've seen Promising Young Woman, Trial of the Chicago 7, and Nomadland.
Okay. I honestly think it should have been Promising Young Woman because I feel like that movie was so smart and it was so interesting. And I honestly didn't like the script, The Trial of Chicago 7, personally. So, I mean, it was better than it was. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like didn't do anything to entice me. And I feel like I was very moved by Promising Young Woman. And Mank was fine, but it was a little too contained. I feel like it needed to be more. It was very, like, in a little box, if that makes any sense.
So was it writing by numbers? Like,
maybe, yeah. It was, when I think of Mank, the script, I think, meh, that's what I think of.
Oh.
What was it you didn't like about Trial of the Chicago 7?
Granted, I saw it, like, in July, so I'm trying to, like...
Trial of July?
Or whatever came out, I don't remember. It was a long-ass time ago. I just remember not liking... I think I didn't like the direction more than I didn't like the script. The script was better than the directing, to be fair. But I feel like... I just remember not being that impressed with it. I guess I need to rewatch it if it gets nominated so I can remember. But... of those, Promising a Moment to me was the winner, clearly.
I've only seen one of these.
I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for Sorkin. I think there's a very whimsical way in which he writes and his dialogue. And I love that it's so inherently Sorkin. I love when a writer... or director has, like, a signature, and you know it's them. Like, when you watch a Wes Anderson movie, you know it's Wes Anderson. But I do feel at times his writing has a bit of a cheesy effect. It's a bit glossy instead of gritty.
Glossy. That's a great way to put it. I like that.
It's effective. Like, that moment at the end of the movie, it pays off. Like, it's a...
Yeah.
Like, that moment hits you, but at the same time,
right? Yeah, cheesy is not. Yeah, it's a good.
It's a bit glossy. But yeah, we'll talk about more when we talk about the movie. But I definitely have some feelings about it.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I guess it should.
I would have been very happy if Promising Young Woman won.
I just feel like like I said, I only saw three, and I think of the three, Promising Woman is the smartest one. It did the best job at...
It was smart. And innovative. You didn't know where it was going.
It was very effective.
Nomadland was also really good. But I think its strengths lie a bit more with the directing and the cinematography.
Oh, okay. We haven't gotten there yet.
So I'm very excited to watch Nomadland. I think next on the list is Nomadland or... Billie Holiday.
But okay, yeah, so I mean, all right.
Okay, so the next one is Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series Drama. And it went to Emma Corrin for The Crown.
Oh my God.
I'm still behind. I have not started that season.
Oh, you haven't started at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Diana! That would have been weird for you. Okay, I don't know how you feel about Diana, like Diana in general, Princess Diana.
Love Princess Diana.
Okay, good. That was the only correct answer.
Is there any other answer?
For people who
don't know, like, I am obsessed with her. I love Princess Diana's, like, my queen. I love her.
My queen.
Oh my God. So, like, this season coming up, I was like psyched beyond belief because I love Diana. So, by extension, I love Emma Corrin because she loves Diana. So, her winning was really great. All the other people Olivia Colman, she's great in her, but I think she won last year, right? I don't know, actually, I forgot.
No, Jodie Comer won last year.
Oh, okay.
Or was that the Emmy?
I don't remember. Emma Corrin was the correct answer. Because you know what? That means Diana won, and I'm fine with that.
But Laura Linney's husband, or whoever that was sitting next to her, yes, please.
Oh, really? I didn't even see.
I was like, oh, hello, sir. Welcome to my screen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next up. Sorry, we're jumping. I'm looking for my number. Okay. Best Original Song, Motion Picture. Went to Lo Sisin from The Life Ahead. I've never heard of this film.
Me neither.
But to be fair, I don't...
The one with Sophia Loren?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have heard of it. I saw the trailer and I was, like, very intrigued. I do kind of want to watch it. So Sophia Loren is a woman in Italy, and so she helps this little boy, kind of takes him under her wing and, like, takes care of him. I believe his family... is not super around a lot because they just emigrated from somewhere. It's very like traditional Oscar fare.
Okay.
And I remember when it first came out, critics were talking about Sophia Loren's performance.
On the list, I guess.
But honestly, I don't really know any of the songs that were nominated.
I don't think I've actually heard any of them.
Well, I have, but my thing is like, okay, so every year when it comes to Best Original Song, there's always discussions of like, some people feel that original songs should be in the movie, whether it's incorporated of a emotional scene or a character sings it or it's pivotal to the plot, whatever. Other people are fine with the song just being at the end credits, just so it like gets in the movie technically. I honestly feel like it should be in the movie, but at the credits, I guess it's fine. It just kind of feels like an add-on. It really feels like an afterthought. So that's why a lot of these songs no one really knows them because, you know, either we're reeling from the movie we just saw or we're not really paying attention to the credits or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like they should be in the movie. That's just partial, though.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it, but it's something I'll think about
before. I'll have a better answer by the time the Oscars come around.
Yeah, like I said, this discussion happens every year of film Twitter. They're like, should it be in the movie or outside the movie or blah, 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 blah. And it's interesting. It's interesting.
And I know sometimes they use them for, like, promotion. Mm-hmm. They'll be in, like, trailers or commercials and things for movies.
Thinking of Joy, when I think of A Star Is Born, Shallow was such, like, a pivotal song in the movie, so it, like, changed, you know, the direction, blah, blah, blah. So that, to me, okay, original song, yeah, like, it means something. But, like, if you just stick it at the end of the credits, like, well, the movie's over, so, like... But anyway,
I never thought of it that way.
I don't know. Maybe I just like things to connect better than anything else.
And then we pivoted to Best Original Score, and Soul took it.
Yay!
Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and John Batiste.
Yeah,
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, because Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross do like the score, and then John Batiste does like the jazz parts of it.
Got it.
Interesting. Have you heard any music from it at all, Anna?
No.
Okay. It's very interesting. And again, very imaginative. Very.
I want to rewatch the movie now that I know what's going to happen to pay more attention to the music, even though I did pay attention to the music because it was part of the storytelling. But to focus specifically on that part of the movie.
Rewatching it with you, I was like, okay, I feel like I can enjoy it a little bit better because I'm not like stressed out.
Really, from the emotional beat.
In my hair.
Did you lose?
This.
Found it. What
was it? That thing from the mic got stuck, lost in my hair.
Turn down the mic.
Sorry. Okay. Next up is Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. And Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso took it.
Have you seen Ted Lasso?
I have. It's fan-fucking-tastic.
Okay. Literally everyone has said this, and I
don't believe it.
It's so joyful, and it's so happy, and it's... I was not expecting to like it, but oh my god.
Okay.
I went to bed, and I had, like, 2-3 episodes left, and I, like, could not wait to wake up and finish it.
That's so adorable.
Okay, I guess I'll watch it.
It was so heartwarming. It was so... Aww. It was so good. And there's a lot of British accents.
Where is it on?
Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus.
I have so many things to watch on Apple TV. To finish on Apple TV before my subscription is up.
Oh no, when is it up?
The end of April. Or beginning of May.
What month are we in?
March.
Tomorrow
will be March.
Okay.
All right. All right, cool.
I recommend it. I'm like, can't wait for season 2.
Wow, really? Okay.
That's so cute. Okay.
All right. I mean, again,
I trust Anna.
Well, yeah, me too. But, like, it's funny because, like, whatever shows are really popular, my instinct is like, I don't want to watch that.
I haven't seen it be really popular, though. I've seen, like, 2 people
talk about it. I've heard everybody talk about how great it is. I'm like, I don't want to watch that. But then Anna says it's good, so I'm going to have to.
I thought it was going to be stupid.
Right?
But it's not. It's not. It's very heartwarming and it's very genuine.
Okay.
And funny as hell.
That's why I called it Succession. I was like, I don't want to watch this. Everybody watches it. And then I'm like, I'm here. I love it.
It's like, God damn it, it's good.
I know.
Right? I really wanted to hate Succession.
Me too.
No, I just put it on. It was when I got back from staying at my sister's for Snowvid, as it's being called.
Gross.
So I just got home and I was not ready to tackle the mess that was my house because I hadn't done dishes before I left. So like, I was just, I didn't want to do anything. So I took the little pallet I had made by my fireplace and moved it over in front of the couch, which I'm still sitting on today. Lazy motherfucker right here. And I was like, I don't know what to watch. And I just put on Ted Lasso. I was like, let me finally check this one out. And I had to force myself to go to bed.
Aww. That's so cute.
Really enjoyed it. Okay, enough about Ted Lasso.
All right, okay.
I was kind of hoping it would win the next category, which is Best Television Series, Musical, or Comedy, but I am also glad that Schitt's Creek won it in their final season.
Yeah.
A good send-off for them.
I'm down with that.
I mean, you don't want Emily in Paris to win?
Fuck Emily in Patios. Fuck Emily in her stupid eyebrows. Ugh. Okay, I'm fine.
Joy's passionable hatred for Lily Collins is hilarious to me.
I mean, I don't love her, but I don't hate her. I don't have any feelings towards her.
I hate seeing, like, mediocre people do well when I know talented people are doing not as well or not as successful. And I'm just like, really? Like, there's no explanation other than, you know, a pretty face, you know, thinness, and, like, money. Oh, whiteness, too. So just, I mean, whatever. Anyways.
Okay.
All right. Next category. Oh my God. Can we talk about the super cute, thanks for making me cry, Golden Globes segment where the guy was asking kids questions?
Oh my God.
You've never seen him on TikTok?
No.
No.
It's one of my favorite TikTok series. I've been following him for a while. His mom runs a daycare center, and so he's there all the time. And so he always asks the kids, Jabria, are you smart? And that little girl always goes, yes!
Wait, I think I've seen that. I've seen that one, but I haven't Aww. Seen, like, other ones.
And those are all, like, the kids that are on there all the time. Jabria, and then little Zane, he never really talks, but he was so loud, and I was so proud of him. I was like, you go, Zane!
How cute!
I think we lost it when all the kids knowing who Chadwick Boseman is. And that one kid going, oh, he's a good guy.
He's
Blackpink.
So fucking sweet. Who is Jane Fonda? A girl, a person who walks normally.
I love it.
Yeah, those are some of my favorite TikTok videos. I love when they come across my feed.
All the way here.
Also, Dan Levy in that yellow suit.
Yes, with the sequin turtleneck?
Yes, oh please.
Beautiful.
I love that. Oh my God, it was so good. Ben Stiller presenting the next award. Ben Stiller looks so old in the best way.
He looked good. That gray looked good on him.
I know.
It was so cute. I was like, aw. It just made me warm my heart.
Collective aw.
I know. For real.
The next category was Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, and it went to your girl, Rosamund Pike, for I Care.
Yay! First of all, I love Rosamund Pike. She can murder me in that short anytime.
It's sharp enough, too.
I love her. It is!
Oh, yeah. It'll
come in. I'll first in line. Give me a call. I love her her very Killing Eve, the pink fluffy dress, but it's red. Uh-huh. I thought it was really cute.
Have you seen that movie, I Care a Lot?
Anna? I have not seen any of the films nominated for musical or comedy.
I've only seen
the best actress, sorry.
Mm-hmm. You seen Emma, right?
I saw Emma. Did you know what? You haven't watched Emma?
Me neither.
Anastasia, watch Emma. It's so cute. It's on HBO Max now.
I know.
I made Tony watch it, and he fell in love with it.
Tony, I cannot believe that Kate Hudson and Music were nominated.
Okay. Like,
especially after all of the outcry and the controversy.
Right. Like,
I didn't know anything about that. I looked it up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's not unjust. It's very justifiable.
Ooh, and the fact that Sia just so blatantly was ignoring and not listening to people in the community.
No, not at all.
Yikes!
She just played it off. She was like, "Well, this is my story. This is my vision and what I want to do."
Like, if she had just said, "I'm so sorry. I should have been better educated."
Understand, you know.
Something, but the way she was just like, she she did not handle it well.
No, she's very defensive about it.
Yikes, man.
Which super sucks, because...
So really, she was the only... Rosamund Pike was the only real winner, I guess.
I mean, Rosamund Pike in her really great outfits and her sharp haircut is what won, basically.
Yeah, fair. And then she thanked the American, what'd she say?
The American legal system for being so garbage.
Yes.
That's what we have to deal with.
There was like an awkward silence. I was like,
I love that.
And a oop, basically.
Oh my Lord. Okay, so then we go back to TV and we're talking best performance by an actor in a television series drama, and it goes to Josh O'Connor for The Crown.
And I even, like, right before I was like, oh my God, if it's his and her Golden Globes, I'm gonna cry.
First of all, Josh O'Connor was so great. He's so cute.
I'm still on season 3, but he's phenomenal.
He's so good.
Oh my God, season 3 was like his season. He was so good.
Yeah, I think I may be an episode or two past the Welsh episode where he's in Wales.
Oh my God, the Welsh episode is fantastic.
Really, but he's very subtle, and I appreciate that. And I'm excited to see his Romeo and Juliet.
Wait!
That's right. What is that happening?
Wait, him and who?
Jesse Buckley, right?
I don't know.
I still haven't seen Jesse Buckley in anything.
I don't know who Jesse Buckley is.
She's in I'm Thinking of Ending Things. That's her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Anna?
I did. I loved it.
I gotta watch it. You loved it? Okay, I gotta watch it.
I'm really surprised that I'm Thinking of Ending Things is not in any of these conversations.
Right.
It's really weird to me.
Or how much they would have shut up about it in the beginning.
I mean, because, like, there are parts I didn't understand about it, but I did appreciate what they were trying to do. Like, the look of it. It felt so, like, outside this world that, like, it not being nominated or recognized at all in these awards conversations is really odd to me.
Hopefully it'll pop up Oscar time when it comes to like technical, like the sets
hopefully.
And costumes, because you're right. It was very unique in that.
Yeah. It was so different, but so, I want to watch it again. Cause I think now that I like know what's going to happen, maybe I'll have like a, cause the beginning I was like, what the hell is happening?
I kind of want to watch it high.
How about you do a report back?
I told Lauren, never mind, I'm not going to talk about that. Moving on. Best motion picture foreign language went to Minari for...
Oh my God, first of all, when he won and his daughter was like, I prayed for this. Oh, Christ.
Anna, have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, I think it's available to rent now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a friend.
Yeah, I just haven't. I've been... busy making furniture and getting stuff ready for a bebe.
Right before that, though, the bit where they're talking to the doctors and stuff, and
I thought that was funny.
What did she say? Something about Ryan Murphy.
Oh, yeah. She was like, what in the Ryan Murphy is this? What kind of Ryan Murphy garbage is this? Or whatever she said.
Yes.
She was like, okay, and Andrew Reynolds is like, I'm Andrew Reynolds. And she's like, okay. I thought that was so funny.
I was like, Ryan Murphy, answer for your crimes. Especially the prom.
Like, I don't want to talk about the prom. I'm getting pissed again. No, stop it.
Okay, so what was after that?
Anyways.
Next is Best Television Series Drama, and The Crown won.
Crown.
That was expected. I'm okay with that.
I've heard really great things about Lovecraft Country, and I'm excited
to
check
it out.
Me too!
I want to see it.
I'll get there eventually.
Next up.
Actress?
Can find it. Best actress in a supporting role in any motion picture went to Jodie Foster for the Mortanian? What?
Sure.
I've never heard of this movie.
Me neither.
I had to look it up. I was like, the fuck?
I've only seen one of these movies, so cool, Jodie Foster.
I do really want to watch The Father.
Well, I have something tells me we'll have to eventually watch it for purposes.
I really love everyone in that movie, and I think it looks rather good.
Looks rather sad, too.
Woo, sad movies. You know we love a sad movie.
I mean, come
it's on. My bread and butter.
If we're not crying at the end of the movie, is it really a movie?
My good question. Good question.
Best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a series, limited series, or motion picture made for television went to Gillian Anderson for The Crown.
Oh my God.
For having a very sore throat.
She looked beautiful.
Jeez.
I need to see that full dress because there's a skull.
Yeah.
And I was like, stand up, bitch. I need to see the whole thing.
I need photos. I need evidence.
Yeah.
I went to go look for her on Instagram and she only posted face up. And I was like, you bitch.
Yeah, I want to see the whole thing. I'm sure someone has some evidence somewhere.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous. I'm sure she's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Great, moving on. Best performance by an actress in a limited series or motion picture made for television went to Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit.
Who also had a fabulous green dress.
She looks beautiful as well.
Oh, also, God. I'm loving this blonde hair on her. I like it better than I think her brown hair. It suits her really she's so pale.
She's one of those bitches that can pull off any color.
Yeah, because she did red hair for the Queen's Gambit, and that looked good, too.
Mm. Yeah, the blonde.
Did you see Queen's Gambit armor?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Really? Okay. I never watched it. I haven't seen it yet.
I only got through 2 episodes, and then I didn't want to watch anymore.
Oh.
I have criticisms.
I really, really liked it. Some great performances.
You think she deserved that win?
I think so. I would have loved to see Daisy Edgar-Jones win. I think her performance in Normal People was phenomenal. I keep meaning to watch Unorthodox, but I have not yet.
That's the one I was going to vote for if I could vote. Because I thought she was... That whole series is very interesting.
It's on my list.
So good. Well, also, Mrs. America is also really good, too.
Have you watched Mrs. America, Anna?
I have not.
I learned... That series was so informative. Everyone is performing at the top of their game. Even like Elizabeth, what's her name? Elizabeth,
Debeck?
No, she's Effie. Hunger Games. What the
Banks.
Fuck is her name? Elizabeth Banks. She's a smaller role, but even her small role is so good, so meaty, so interesting.
Everybody was like really fully fleshed out characters. So the story flowed really well.
Uzo Aduba is amazing.
She is amazing. Oh my God. She like straight up amazing. I'm really excited. I think Regina King is doing a Shirley Chisholm biopic, which I'm very excited
about. Again, I learned a lot about just, like, women in general from that show. And I think everyone should watch it, truly.
Yeah.
It's very good. Totally. Very, very good. But Unorthodox is very interesting because it's about
Orthodox
Jews. And I know a little bit about it, but, like, how they pull the curtain back on that type of, those type of people and, like, it's just so interesting. Yes. Oh my God. So good.
And then keeping with the Queen's Gambit, it won the next award for Best Television Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television. Which again,
do you agree?
I agree. I think it was great. Again, I would have been very happy if Normal People won because I will never stop singing its praises. But those are the only two I have seen.
See, for me, I've only seen one of them, and it was another box, so I'm going to go with that one. my quarantine binges in the beginning, so.
Okay, next up, where are you, number 20? Oh, there you are. Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama went to Chadwick Boseman for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Oh, his wife did such a beautiful job with her speech.
She looked gorgeous as well.
She looked phenomenal.
It was perfect. It was literally perfect. She was perfect. Her speech was perfect. The essence of everything was perfect. Like,
And he deserved that because that performance was fantastic.
It was phenomenal. There's so much more I want to say specifically about his nominations. But I think I'm going to save it to when we talk about the movie, because it's a longer conversation, but Yeah, I think it was, for me, it was between him and Riz.
Oh, but yeah. I'm very 100%. Glad.
Do you like how I said Riz? Like, we're friends?
He's cool. He'd be cool with us, I think. I hope.
She was clicking. She was going away. Riz Ahmed's performance in that movie is just literally like, have you seen it, Anna?
I have.
Oh my God. I can't even. I wanna rewatch it with headphones on so I can really get like every little bit of that. Like, I feel like I need to really like ingest it through my ears and like fully experience it. Like, cause it was just so good.
I'm going to say it here because it's bullshit he wasn't nominated, although it is a stacked category. Paul Racy.
Yes!
He deserves to be nominated and winning awards.
Yes. Phenomenal.
100%.
I don't know if we'll talk about, I really hope, Sound of Metal later on, but that scene between him and Paul Racy, Riz Ahmed and Paul Racy towards the end of...
Their last scene together?
Jeez. That when I was like, oh, I immediately wrote in my notes as I was taking, I go, supporting actor nomination.
Exactly.
Deserved.
100%.
And speaking of this category, Lakeith Stanfield should have been in this category too.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know it's stacked. I know there's a lot of talent, but, and like, it was
Lakeith
something
really should
interesting.
Have been
like,
huh? Lead. I think Lakeith deserves lead.
Yeah, yeah, that's what lead.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking, yeah. I was still in supporting for Paul Racy. Yeah. Sorry.
No, he definitely deserves to be lead there because, like, he was doing a lot of work and everything. I find it really interesting that at the beginning when they were thinking about even, like, postponing award season and all of this stuff, they were like, oh, well, since the movie theaters aren't open, there's nothing going to be good coming out. And, like, there's so much good, so many good performances, so many great, really outstanding films that have come out in this period of time that, like, we're going to come out anyways. But, like... I feel like just pushing it back, we have so many more options. There's so many more people and roles to choose from that, like, had we kept it at its normal time, maybe it wouldn't have been so difficult for us to pick one. But, like, it's super fucking hard right now because it's a really tight race. Everybody's amazing. Like, everybody's doing so good. And hopefully, once Oscar noms come out, there's no one in there that doesn't deserve to be in there.
Yeah.
And I want, I'm saying it right now, I want 100% men of color in lead actor.
Awesome,
actor category. I want 100% men of color. I don't want to see anybody else in there.
Yeah, okay. So add here to Riz Ahmed and Chadwick Boseman. Steven Yeun was fantastic.
Steven Yeun.
Add him in here too.
Lakeith Stanfield. Yeah. And then who was from Defy Bloods?
Delroy Lindo.
There we go. That's it.
Fantastic as well.
Put those five in there. I want it. I'm speaking it to existence. It better happen. I better fucking see it.
Yeah.
Anyways, good shit.
I mean, as much as I want it, it won't happen because Gary Oldman and Anthony Hopkins.
You know what? Gary Oldman already has his Oscar, so he can back off.
I don't really think Gary Oldman should be there, to be honest with you, but whatever.
I haven't seen Mank, though, so I can't say anything yet.
To me, I'll wait till we get there. I don't want to.
I haven't seen Mank yet, but my hope, my prayer, my wish is full men of color category in best acting, best lead actor.
I support it. Okay. Best Next. Director for motion picture. When she's Chloe, I'm going to, Zhao?
Zhao?
No Nomadland.
Zhao? Yeah.
Deserved.
Yeah? Okay.
Between her and, because I haven't seen One Night in Miami, but looking at her and Emerald Fennell, I think Nomadland is visually stunning. And Promising Young Woman was too. But I just think some of the shots and some of the, it was just, it's a beautiful film. It's a really beautiful film. So I think 100% I agree with that award.
Okay. I like this.
I need to see it still.
Beautiful.
Better.
I'm very excited to watch it.
For, what's the one the Eternal she's going to do later on.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
Girl.
And if WandaVision's any indication of this the way we're going, let's do it. Bring it up. Let's go.
Best motion picture, musical, or comedy went to Borat's subsequent movie film.
Which I have to watch.
If it couldn't be Palm Springs, I'm okay with Borat then. Because I loved Palm Springs a lot. Way more than I thought I was going to.
I still need to see that.
I think this is like one of the first awards that Hamilton has lost.
I don't think it should even be there because it's not a... It's a recording of a production. Like, not that it wasn't bad. It was great. But like, if that's the criteria, then Cyrano de Bergerac that we saw back in February should be here too, if that's the case. Because it's just a recording of a performance. It wasn't anything new to the Disney Plus showing. So, whatever. But I really think that Ma Rainey should have been or the 40-year-old or Enola Holmes was really good too. Or the Personal History of David Copperfield was also really good.
Or Birds of Prey.
Or Birds of Prey. No.
Look, if you're gonna put the prom in there, you might
as well. I didn't put the prom in there.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the HFPA. If they're gonna put the prom in there, might as well put Birds of Prey.
Every time you mention the prom, I get like triggered and I like want to yell. Okay, let me
fucking Ryan Murphy. All right.
Next award is Best Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, went to Sasha Baron Cohen for Borat's subsequent movie film.
Good for him. Isla Fisher looked amazing. Amy Adams did too.
Deb Patel.
Aww.
That picture they used. That picture they used was gorgeous.
Right?
I was like, oh, it's like he's there.
I'm really glad they didn't forget about that movie, because that movie was so good.
The thirst I have for that man knows no bounds.
Yeah, and after watching that movie, I was like, oh, he remains crush-worthy. He's fantastic. So good.
Delicious. Yeah. Best actress in a motion picture went to Andra Day for
Holiday. Surprised and excited.
I was very surprised.
I'm kind of sad for Carey Mulligan a little bit.
How do you guys feel about Viola Davis being in Best Actress?
I think she was great.
I think...
No, that's like, not what I'm questioning.
Oh, what are you questioning?
I'm coming back to that thing we talked about last year where what constitute, you know, time on screen constitute Best Actress or Best Supporting? Because she's in under 30 minutes of that film. She's in, like, 27 or 23 minutes. While her performance was wonderful, I don't know if I would put her in Best Actress.
I would agree with you.
Okay. That's fair. Because cool. I do think Levy, Chadwick Boseman's character, was, like, the true lead of the film. I could get down with that.
I think it's a sad thing of them maybe trying to fill the category. Maybe that's what it was. Because not
that sucks if that's true.
I mean, I don't know, but that's
no, because they could have put Olivia Colman in for the father.
True. But was she in supporting? She's in supporting.
She is in supporting. My bad.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, so maybe that's what it was. Is they were trying to fill the category.
Also, like, how do you... No, I guess the question, because I answered my own question.
I mean, I love Viola Davis. I think she deserves everything under the sun. I just question the category there. But...
That's fair.
I hadn't thought about that before, so... Yeah.
I haven't seen Pieces of a Woman, or as I sometimes refer to it, Scent of a Woman.
Or Portrait of a Woman.
but for me, it was between Frances McDormand and Carey Mulligan.
Interesting.
Frances McDormand gives such like a nuanced, quiet, beautiful performance in Nomadland.
Which is so interesting because it's so opposite of the last thing that she won for.
Yeah, no, the last few things I've seen her in, she's, like, feisty and fiery, and she's got this, like, anger, not at all in this one. Well, I won't say not at all, but it's very different. It's very,
and
very
she's a good actress, so I'm intrigued really to see, you know, although I really, Carrie Mulligan is my favorite actress of all time, so I want her to win everything. Also, I just wanted her to see. I wanted to see Marcus Mumford on the screen more.
Oh my I've never God. Seen them together.
I know
they look so great together.
And she grabbed his hand.
I was like, and she was like, "What?
They're so cute."
So I mean, yay, Audrey Day, yay! But also, like,
and I'm very excited to see. Why was I about to say Billie Eilish? Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday.
It's late.
Every time I hear the name Billie, I always think Billie Piper. And like my friend,
what?
My Billie Piper.
Yes. When I first started watching Doctor Who, my friend Gina.
Oh, Billie Piper. Okay.
My friend Gina and I would watch it together, and she'd always call her Billie Piper and say it in this really funny voice. And so every time I hear Billie in my head, that's whether it's Billie Eilish or Billie Holiday.
Look at your British accent. Do it again.
No, it's awful. Please delete this.
I went to school with a girl named Billie, and she had the, to me, one of the strangest, I don't know why I feel uncomfortable saying this. Only like 3 people listened to us, but her name was Billie Ray Pillow. I always thought it was the weirdest name.
Oh my God. Is she related to Billy Ray Cyrus?
No, because she's Billy Ray Pillow.
That's a, okay.
Interesting.
Right. That's a, okay.
And then finally, the final award of the night, Best Motion Picture Drama, went to Nomadland.
Wow.
So of these, which one do you think, is that the right winner to you, Anna?
I don't know. I really loved Promising Young Woman. I thought The Trial of the Chicago 7 was okay. It was good.
I think Judas of the Black Messiah should have been in this category, as well as Sound of Metal.
100%.
Or Defy Bloods.
Yeah.
Or I'm thinking of Ending Things. I feel like those were other ones that were interesting choices. I haven't seen Nomadland, so I don't know. But my pick would have been Promising Young Woman. Of the ones nominated.
Yeah, I think for me it was between Nomadland and Promising Young Woman. Yeah, for sure.
How have I seen so many movies, yet I've only seen one in this category?
It's never ending.
Because you keep rewatching Fallout, that's why.
Excuse me, like you don't rewatch The Winter Soldier every week?
I didn't say I didn't. we're in a panorama, okay? I need some comfort, all right?
Oh, I know. I just keep watching comfort movies instead of watching, like, movies.
We're in a peppercini. I need some.
Oh my God, peppercini.
Anyway, folks, that does it for us with the 2021 Golden Globes.
She's cutting us off because she's like, these bitches are too loud.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back with more 2021 coverage.
Yay!
Yeah, hoes, we missed you.
We'll be back this time, we promise. This is not a lie.
No, yeah, we've been watching the movies. Yeah, we're doing our homework. Except they have to watch Mank, The Trial of the Chicago 7, Nomadland, so Billie Eilish.
Joyce very behind. I've seen a lot of these. I'm very proud of myself. So yay, me
too. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you as well.
I'm still missing a few.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Booby. Okay, that's it for us. So, bye.
Bye. Bye.